Welcome to the Alignment Unleashed podcast. I'm your host, Samara Lane, the self-trust queen, and this is the place to restore self-trust through soul and spirit in your relationships, business, and life. Today, I'm going to share with you in this episode a snippet from a training that I did for my inner circle members. And if you'd love to get your hands on this full training, let me know. This alone is going to be so, so impactful for you if you've been struggling with relationship anxiety, relationship doubts, like, am I really with the right partner? Are the things that bother me really deal breakers or red flags? Or is this normal? Or if you ever struggle with, what if my partner doesn't really love me, or they're going to leave me, or this is a bad sign, maybe our relationship is going to end, any kind of relationship doubts or relationship anxiety or relationship OCD, this is for you. One of the most common questions that people struggle with relationship anxiety and ROCD is the question, is this actually relationship anxiety, or is this my intuition or God or higher power saying that I need to leave my relationship, saying that this really isn't right for me? And how can I tell the difference? Because often it feels like this gut feeling or this quote gut knowing, and it's so hard to decipher. So get ready in this short but really powerful audio snippet. You're going to get all the answers you need to this without hearing that you have to leave your partner. So let's dive in. These are some of the most common questions that I get asked when people are in any stage really of their relationship anxiety journey. I've had people ask this who like just learned that they have it. I've had people ask this that aren't sure if they even have it, if that's really what's happening. I've been asked this by people who have been like struggling with this and experiencing relationship anxiety symptoms for sometimes even many, many years, okay? I know that mine didn't go away overnight. It took me years because I was so damn stubborn. And it took me really that long to finally believe and get vulnerable enough and buy into the truth that it really was relationship anxiety. So if you want it to not take probably as long as it took me, there's no like length of time that it should take or that it's a bad sign if you have that you've been on your journey this long. It really takes as long as it takes. However, if you'd like to quantum leap into the more advanced stages of healing, then it starts with really getting vulnerable, getting open, and really believing and seeing the truth that it really is relationship anxiety. Okay. And this is going to help you do that. Today, I'm going to help you do that very thing. All right, let's do this. So here's the first question. What if this is really God or my intuition or something, some sign from the universe telling me to leave my relationship because I'm having all these doubts or concerns and it won't leave me alone, or all this anxiety and fear and it's feeling terrible and it feels like it's screaming at me and saying, you should like, you have to leave, or you don't want this, or you need to leave. Hello, great to see you. So here's the first thing that we're covering today. What if this is really God or intuition telling me to leave my relationship? And here's what I'm going to, what I have seen be so helpful, actually. Maybe one of you watching this was there and witnessed this as we did some group coaching on this earlier this week. The truth is, God, intuition, spirit, universe, whatever word you use, doesn't give a crap who you marry are in a relationship with. It does not care. Life, like where this line of thinking comes from is like, I have to make the right or wrong choice or else I'm on the wrong path and I've like fallen off track and I'm doomed, or I'll live in regret, or I'm making this huge mistake. Like I'm not listening to my intuition. Okay. So first of all, life is not a test. It is not an exam like we had in school where you have to ace it or you have to get it right. Mm-mm. Life is a choose your own adventure. This is so wise. I have to credit one of my clients for actually like saying it this way because I thought that was freaking brilliant. Life is not a test that you need to ace. Life is a choose your own adventure. And God does not give a crap who you choose as a partner. Now, obviously, if there was an actually concerningly abusive relationship, like
actual like abuse or red flag concerns in a relationship would to take seriously would be things like, is there physical abuse? Is there ongoing serious verbal abuse? Is there repeated cheating or lying or deceit where you cannot trust this person because they keep breaking your trust and they will not get help or change their ways? Or is there untreated addiction like gambling or alcoholism or drug abuse or something where they are not in treatment, it is not getting better? Those are things that I think you would agree are very concerning. And those would be things where it's like, okay, that's a whole other issue. That's not relationship anxiety. Okay. So if that question has been floating around in your mind, there you have it. All right. But when it comes to a relationship, all that matters is, do I care about this person to any degree, even if sometimes I don't even want to be around them, right? Do I care about this person? That doesn't mean you'll feel love all the time, but do I generally care about this person? And do I want to make it work? This is literally what marriage coaches, marriage therapists, and counselors will tell you are the two ingredients of a relationship that lasts or a relationship that ends. It is not rocket science. There is not some special formula or some secret. We all have varying degrees of anxiety, uncertainty, doubt, etc., because of things that you're going to learn about more today in this masterclass. But do you care about your partner? Do you want to make it work? The end. That's all we need to know. Okay. Life is not a test that you have to ace. Also consider to yourself, does God or intuition or the universe get mad at you for choosing wrong? Does it scream in your head and yell at you and berate you and say, no, that's the wrong choice? I don't know about you, but that sounds like not the actual definition of how you actually would probably see God, spirit, universe, right? If that is the definition you've been told your whole life, maybe with some rigid upbringing or like, you know, God is fear mongering or something like that, which I say this with a big caveat, like whatever your religious or spiritual beliefs are totally safe and welcome here. There is no judgment. But if I've talked to a lot of people and coached a lot of people who are of faith, Christian or otherwise, and were raised in a rigid household that in some ways it was actually too much and harmful for them, especially as highly sensitive people or OCD and anxiety prone minds, right? That go into moral scrupulosity or religious scrupulosity and can take right and wrong to a really extreme degree, right? So again, God, spirit, universe does not yell at you, does not get angry at you, does not scream at you. You're making a terrible choice. Get out now. Oh yeah, definitely chose wrong. You got to leave. What does do that? The mind. Fear, anxiety, because the mind's job is to be fear-mongering. In one way, it's very helpful, right? When we're experiencing anxiety and fight or flight and all of this, it's not because we're broken in any way or there's something wrong with us. It's because we have a sensitive nervous system and we're human beings. We have a mind and a brain and a body that are wired to go into fight or flight or freeze response when there's perceived danger, real or imagined, right? And in our everyday society, there really isn't hardly any actual danger, right? Like be careful when you cross the street that a car doesn't run you over, but we're not getting chased by a saber-toothed tiger or anything like that. But our body is still wired for that level of sensitivity. And for highly sensitive people or anxiety OCD prone minds, it's even more a heightened sense of, oh my gosh, where's the danger? Where's the threat? And so notice your mind is trying to protect you and keep you safe. We can say, thank you, mind. Thank you, brain. You're doing your job. You're trying to keep me safe and small and worry about things that aren't even happening. And the mind goes into fear. The mind screams at you and says, you have to do it this way or you want to do it this way. That's not what God or intuition does. All right. And life is not a test that you have to ace. It is a choose your own adventure.
Thank you so much for tuning into Alignment Unleashed. Make sure to check out the links in the show notes below for more resources and ways to work with me. That's also where you can get on my list to be coached for free on the podcast. Till next time, this is Samara sending you love and light.